This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast episode number 107. Friends don't let friends drink and podcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And she's back! Oh, people.
Finally!
Let me tell you, that coma was possibly the worst thing that ever happened in the last couple of weeks.
I know,
coma?
Get that.
Locked me in a closet! Excuse me!
Wait.
Dirty, stinking liar.
First of all, it was an accident. Forgot that I put you in
for
the
2 weeks.
Well,
for 2 weeks,
I was drinking. I thought I was sorry.
I thought she had scurvy.
Well, that's what I thought too. But then I was kind of walking.
You throwing
by.
Her oranges while you had her in the wait. You forgot she was in the closet, so you didn't even give her oranges. She could have very well got scurvy in that closet.
I know, and I feel really bad about that. So I'm gonna give her a computer.
Yay! Okay. You owed me that computer like from months ago, anyway.
I know, but it's actually in the box now.
It's in the box
now. Fantastic.
In the box.
A few more months and I'll actually get it.
Yep. It's in the box. All the stuff is there, including the install disk. And then I've got like a pile. So not only are you going to get the computer, but I also have a DVD.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. If you act now, I'll throw in at no additional charge to you a $29.99 value DVD. That's actually on how to break into voice acting.
Sweet.
In the animes and whatnot. I figure it was, you know, probably something I could do for being such a deal hole with the not going to the post office. It's difficult I don't have a car.
Take a look inside. It's a comp in a box. Ooh.
I put that comp in the box, girl.
It's a comp in the box. Ooh. Comp in the box, yeah.
Step one.
Put the comp in the box.
Step
two. Mail that box.
Step
three. Get her to open the box.
And that's the way you do it.
It's a comp in a box.
Yeah, we're back.
You know what's terrible? You guys are singing that, and that's not the song that's going through my head. I'm talking about Affleck as a song that's going through my head.
Hey, that's a good one, too. I gotta tell you, I did like...
I'm fucking Matt Damon.
I'm fucking Matt Damon. I mean, it definitely
I liked Ben Affleck
like,
better. I did. I gotta
but
say,
the
I
Ben
liked...
Affleck one was better.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even like... No, I like Matt Damon better than I like Ben Affleck, but the Ben Affleck song is better.
I'm in the same
boat
with
you. It had a chorus of A-list actors. Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Huey.
Don Cheadle.
Huey fucking Lewis, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on. If I gotta choose between just Salvage...
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean... hands down, the Ben Affleck.
I don't even like Sarah Silverman, so
I
definitely.
Really don't. And I don't really like Jimmy Kimmel either, but
yeah,
I
but
was like, wow.
I know, I don't like Jimmy Kimmel at all, but.
They've broken up for real now, haven't they?
Who?
Sarah
hey,
Silverman.
I figure that's fair
wait,
enough.
Were they actually going out? I thought it was just
they were dating for like over 5 years.
Dude,
they were seriously.
Sarah Silverman broke up Jimmy Kimmel's marriage.
Yeah.
He left his wife for Sarah.
I don't pay attention to celebrity gossip at all.
I don't pay attention to a blender.
It took me like 3 days to find out that Heath Ledger was dead.
Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink here and then make that sentence again.
Me and Sio Chan were like, I texted her first and she's like, get the fuck out, you're kidding me. And then she like read the news and she texted me, she's like,
ladies,
it's true.
Ladies, I know we're all excited that Magic's back, but we need to finish doing the business and then we can jump into the conversation.
Okay,
and that's partly my fault because I'm excited.
You started it.
That I
remember. Yeah, I know.
I know, I did, because I was excited that I remembered that you were in the closet, and then I took you out.
Like, back in the closet.
Like, that's right, you heard it here, Magic is out of the closet.
So, you gotta keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use a short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out anything that we write when we write. If you're not listening to us via iTunes or any RSS read, we stream it live on our own website. And if you're super cool, you're probably listening to us through the All Games Network.
Yes, our show does air on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, so you can catch our show as well as some of the other amazing members of the All Games Radio Network family, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Death Awesome
Live,
so
Fantastic
Awesome
Forum, Bob Black Wolf's Show, All Games Interactive, Ultimate Quest, Evil
be
Avatar.
There on Sunday.
Okay,
do you have a comment for every single one?
Almost now, because she's a pod-crashing...
whore!
I was trying to say something nice, but...
Call girl?
You call and I call onto your show. And I talk to people about pancakes or WoW. They let me talk about WoW on AGI, and then...
We let you talk about WoW. We just ridicule you for it mercilessly.
Oh, no. They ridiculed me on AGI. They told me that they found my sex tape with my boyfriend and they played the Onyxia wipe clip.
Sorry.
And I was like, yeah.
Wait, yours or CG's?
No. Like, there's an actual, like, the. If you go on YouTube, like, there's an Onyxia and there's, like, a really angry guild leader who's, like, telling the strats.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, really angry. And, like, and they cropped it. And they were just like, yeah, we found this sex tape with Pandalicious and her boyfriend. Let's all take a listen. And I was like, wait a minute. I know what that's from. And I was like, they're making fun of me. But it was fun. I actually really enjoyed doing the show.
They're making fun of you.
I know. Wow. And I was like, yeah, that's just the foreplay. I'm like, that's not even really... I wasn't even really into it that day. You guys got the wrong tape.
Oh, wow.
But,
sorry.
You know,
hey.
Whatever.
Hey. Magic's back.
I know.
So,
we're
back. Now the official...
Magic back.
The official Oreo cookie of podcasting.
Woo! Yay!
Everybody likes the white stuff in the middle.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to say a single thing. I'm going to be...
I throw out the black pieces and just...
Yeah, I rip off the black pieces and eat the middle and then put the black pieces together again and throw them away.
See, I like...
I dunk them in coffee.
To lick the white stuff and then... Dunk Ninja chocolate likes to pieces lick white stuff. In some milk.
Lick the white stuff.
So the chocolate's always got to be covered in white stuff.
White stuff is yummy.
So moving on.
I'd like to jump in a pool of that white stuff.
Oh,
just
let me tell you.
Way out.
Oreo cookie filling is by far, as far as like on the top 10 delicious sweet things on the planet, it's definitely in there.
Okay, but is it just me, or does single Oreos and double-stuffed Oreos taste
different?
They do.
Is it a different filling, or am I crazy?
I think that because there's more of it, that there's more of a...
So it throws off the taste ratio.
I think it does, mm-hmm. Because there's a definitive difference. Now, I prefer my double-stuffs to my single-stuffs.
I don't like any of the flavors. I like Uh-Ohs, though.
I don't like Uh-Ohs, but I like golden Oreos.
I've never bothered trying them.
Which are basically like the Vienna finger cookies, but Oreos.
Ew. Are they?
I like the Uh-Ohs.
So you get the vanilla filling,
so
like shortbread cookie thing. So I'm like, oh. Anyway, I'm going to jump on the mic because I got a bunch of shit to talk about.
Right ahead. I'm going to sip my Mai Tai.
Well, I'm going to sip on mine as well, so it may be a shorter spiel than normal. Okay, so pretty much this is good, this sucks, and pass the mic. Possibly could happen.
Fuck you, you're cool.
Cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah. So first on the download tip, because there's a bunch of stuff that's been available both on the PlayStation Network and on Xbox Live and on the Wii this week. I want to talk about one of the ones that I've actually been playing a little bit here on the Xbox Live, which is a game that's called Go Go Break Street something or another.
Go Go Break Street something or other?
Yeah, Go Go Break Street, and then there's like one more word. Let me tell you. First of all, it's a puzzle game. Yeah.
It's a puzzle game.
It's a puzzle game. It's going to run you 800 points. And here's the thing. It's huge. So it's not one of those arcade titles that's like, okay, single player, multiplayer, leaderboards, and I'm done. There's right. a really, really deep single and multiplayer mode, as well as online mode, as well as leaderboards, and things that you can craft. So basically, the way the game breaks down is that it is a cell animated game. So there's cell shading going on. It's not completely 3D, and it's not really 2.5D, because your character is breakdancing, which is part of the go-go break street.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with cars.
Nope.
Yeah, I heard the word street, and I thought it had to do with cars.
Yeah,
too.
No, it's all urban. So there are different characters, and basically the characters are kind of going up against a DJ, and the DJ is playing music in the background. The puzzle, actually, is a two-piece puzzle, so not like your straight-up Tetris, where, you know, your things are falling and you're lighting them up and blowing them up, or like an Aurora Faint where you match the symbols and they blow up, or Puyo Puyo. It has some of those elements, but it is twofold. You kind of want to imagine a Dance Dance Revolution and Puyo Pop getting it on and then making a baby.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Like well, that being disastrous.
You should probably put like a three-way. So Dance Dance, Puyo Pop, and like Jet Set Radio Future got in a menage, and this is kind of what came out. So the first piece of the puzzle is you have to, you've got a center target in the middle of the screen, and buttons, the gel buttons, commands come by, and you have to basically hit the buttons when they make the center target in tune with the music, and that will make your character breakdance to the music. You have to get all pieces of the sequence correct in order to then advance to the second piece of the puzzle. Every time you make a mistake, other things are added on into the second piece of the puzzle, which are these beatniks that arrange themselves in a semicircle, you hope, because if it becomes full circle, you fail, down at the bottom. So
do they beat your ass when you lose?
They don't beat your ass, but you basically just get a game over and have to start again. So what happens is you've got a long sequence of these buttons, gel buttons that come along. And it took me a while to actually get used to it because there's so much going on screen because your character is dancing. You've got these buttons that stream in, and they stream in from all different sides of the screen. So one sequence will float in and it will move right to left. The next sequence might come up from the bottom. Another sequence might swirl. So not only do you have to watch how the pattern moves around the screen to identify what the pattern is, but also make sure that you're keeping in mind the time of music because you have to blow the buttons up in time to the music. It's actually very difficult. Once you do that, the semicircle appears and there are little beatnik creatures that kind of look like, to me, little Puyos at the bottom. And then what you have to do is you're given, depending upon how well you complete the sequence, up to three of these little beatniks that you have to put in place. And you have to align them in sets of three in order to combust them and make the semicircle small. The ultimate goal of the game is to completely clear the screen of these beatniks.
Okay.
So you have to go through all of this stuff just so you can get these pieces. And then you also have to watch the pieces because as you're looking at the beatniks, it's adding more onto the end. So ultimately, you want to insert pieces into places where it will start a chain reaction to get a super groove plus beatnik thing going on.
That sounds kind of hot.
Ultimately, it is, because the music
sounds
is really
like
good.
I would have a seizure before I figured out how to play
and
it.
And that's probably the thing, because I played it for like 2 hours, and I was like, what the shit am I doing wrong? And then I finally realized that I was not hitting the right buttons, because I was looking in the wrong place. And that was just to the time. And then there's timing of when you get things like spot on or close enough, and it's very complex.
Sounds like the first time I played Rock Band with a full band, and I was like, where am I?
Exactly. That's the exact feeling that I had with this thing. I'm hoping that it becomes a little bit more fun, especially with multiplayer, because as a single player, it's just frustrating to me right now, because my brain works so differently because of Rock Band and Guitar Hero, as far as what's in time with the music, that the button mashing combo thing isn't working for me. I find that I'm hitting the wrong buttons because I want to hit frets.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to try this weekend is see if I can hook up my guitar. Because they're color-coded.
I don't think you can do that.
We'll find out.
Well, no, because don't the guitars work as regular controllers?
For some games, it warns you that it may not function completely proper. So, like, anything that has trigger buttons or the shoulder buttons that do anything, there's no equivalent for those on a guitar.
Yeah.
But this game doesn't use any of that. Right. So it has the full color buttons. It has a directional pad on it. So the only thing I can see that would be difficult was because you use the directional pad to actually rotate the semicircle so you can insert your little beatniks where you want them. That will be the only thing that I'll probably take some getting used to because of how it would rotate where the button is. It would be counterclockwise is what I'd have to turn. So yeah. I might actually be adding a completely additional layer of difficulty on here. Don't know, but going to love to find out. So that's one that I definitely say, try the trial. The trial itself is actually fairly small. It's about 105 meg. Definitely okay. Worth a go-round. I don't know that it's necessarily worth 800 points, but we'll see. Mm. There are a lot of girl characters in it, so that made me happy, including a black chick with a big afro named Coco.
Never mind.
So, that's the download tip. I'll have some more download stuff for you guys on the website this week, including some of the new releases to WiiWare and some things that I'm looking forward to going into fall, like the Xbox Experience, maybe? We'll see. On the industry news, I don't know if you guys listen to the podcast or not. I hope you do. I've been kind of peeved about E3.
Yeah, I know.
And the lack of,
you know, but in a very subtle way, you've been very good about not bitching about it every 5 minutes.
I've tried very hard not to bitch about it every 5 minutes, but I feel vindicated because this week there've been a couple of people that have also voiced their concerns about E3. And what's really great is that these are actually ESA members.
ESA.
ESA, the Electronic Software Association, the people that actually throw E3 and E4All.
Oh.
So do you basically understand what happened with E3?
No.
Okay. Nope. So the schism happened because the big three, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Yes, I know who the big three are.
Well, I could have been talking about Coke, Pepsi, and the other people.
What other people?
Schweppes.
Unless you're talking to, like, Walmart.
This is gay.
Coke, Pepsi, and Walmart.
And Walmart.
Not gay.
Yeah, they don't count as the big
Coke,
three.
Coke, Pepsi, and Walmart.
Walmart is, anytime you're talking about the big three, Walmart is one of the three. Because they are taking over the world.
Yeah, they are.
Slowly but surely.
I fear for Target. Anyway, we're really getting upset at the amount of money that they were spending for booth space and bringing people into the event and, you know, having to have all these people wait in lines, including press having to wait behind Hoi Polloi in order to try and get some time with, like, you know, a Peter Molyneux or whatever. So the ESA said, okay, well, before you guys, like, pack up and leave and don't pay your dues anymore, we'll revamp the event. So that's when it became event invitation only, and there was a little bit of press. But even at that, after the first revamp, they still were having a lot of bloggers come in so they could have people that would be excited about titles there.
Yep.
And then this year, they were kind of like, yeah, no, fuck that. Problem with that. Because I don't know if you know or not, not a whole lot of people that actually write for the technology beat of the New York Times would be really excited about a new Fable trailer and then to hear that the game has gone GM. Not really going to be like,
my pants are creamy. Yeah, I get it.
Analytical and doctorish about it.
Exactly. So, it was really interesting that Peter Moore, who was previously with Microsoft, Xbox, Face, PR, CEO, VP, all that crap, who's now with EA, wrote on his personal blog about how they're all going to sit down, meaning the ESA members, and have some meetings with the ESA to try and get things back going because, and I want to make sure that I get this right because this is, I'm quoting directly from his blog. It was soulless and lacking an epicenter The fragmented layout gave no indication whatsoever that we are the fastest growing entertainment medium of the world. While I'm not sure I want to revert back to the old days of excess and one-upmanship, I do know that this format isn't working. Now, I don't want to say duh, but...
duh.
It's like priorities are so skewed these days.
I mean, personally, I thought that the whole thing about having an event to kind of pre-hype what you're about to be releasing over the course of the next two quarters was that, oh, I don't know, you bring together the people that would more likely be excited about hearing that than not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's a difference between coverage and hyping things. And that's what E3 always was to me. It was the hype venue. I would be crazy excited to hear and see every morsel of information I could, because I was then going to spend the next 3 months obsessing over each one of those little morsels of information. And, well, what does this piece of the video mean? And did you see that? Wait, did you freeze that? Because why would they release that now unless they were going to do this or that or the other thing? And I don't think that any of that was happening. And also, one of the VPs from Sega was actually quoted in an interview that he did, I was reading at Kotaku, saying the same thing, that it basically, E3 reminded him of a hospital corridor. Sega spent all this money, they had these great titles that they were talking about, you know, the new Sonic game and creating that whole franchise and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it might as well have been done in the lobby of...
a hospital?
A hospital and or, I don't know, a La Quinta?
What's a La Quinta?
Pretty much like the downscale version of like a Comfort Inn.
Oh.
I didn't realize you could downscale from a Comfort Inn.
Actually, you can. If you've ever stayed at a La Quinta, you know. Moving on. So I hope that things change, because the ESA basically splintered the event. E3 is now the Media Business Summit. It's supposed to be press, mainstream press, not the likes of us, obviously. And that E for All was then supposed to be the, hey, everybody and your cousin, come to this thing. Problem with that is you can't get everybody and their cousin to go to E for All when you can't get the big three to attend it.
Yeah.
The big E can suck my dick if I had one. And the big three, too.
So,
yeah, isn't the big E like a farm?
It's a fair.
Yes,
fair,
the big E
Western fair
is the big New England fair. Multi-state fair.
The big E can fuck it, too.
The big E is awesome. Fuck you.
All I know is that every time I try and get to Six Flags in the summer, the big E has the worst traffic ever. And we have to to Six
we
Flags.
Used to take a bus.
So I have had to wait in Big E lines without ever actually having to go to Big E. So I'm just angry.
The Big E is big. Like Long Cat is long.
Like Long Cat is long.
I'm sorry, my favorite Long Cats is I Shall Take My Fancy Feast in the Solarium.
Okay, well... getting back on topic or, here.
Oh, God.
Or Hard Cat Eats Pain for Breakfast. It's a cat eating a cactus.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's another podcast.
Sorry.
Sip some more of your mimosa. I'm nearly through what I need
it's
to get.
It's not a mimosa. It's a Mai Tai. It is very delicious.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's all
I thought you had a mimosa. I'm really hoping that they will get back on track to what it needs to be. I don't think that E3 should be open to the public. I don't think that that's the fix. I think that having E for All be the thing that's open to the public so that you can have bloggers meshing with consumers and consumers being exposed to some of the industry people is great. I think that E for All serves the purpose that it's supposed to. I think that it needs to get more support from developers and publishers, but I think that it's the right venue for everybody. But I do think that E3 needs to have more of the blogosphere and the community with
yes.
the industry. Because
yeah.
we get excited about sitting in a press event and then seeing a new Mario franchise happen. We would be tantalized by that. There would be cheering. There would be clapping.
I'm tantalized right now with the thought.
You know, so we need to be included. And I think that if you then want to have the thing that is just the mainstream press, that's what those, you know, Ubi Days things are for, when the developers invite their select mainstream press to their private events. I think that that should be the chain. And I think that that's what people in the industry now are starting to feel, because there's been, even though Joystick and Destructoid, who we absolutely love, all of us at All Games on our site have been talking about the announcements of V3, I don't feel like that excitement is being conveyed about E3.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, in all the stuff that I'm reading and I'm seeing, it all seems to be almost, with the exception of the stuff that I'm seeing at, like, Kotaku and Destructoid, because those guys are different like us anyway, seems to be the same rehash over and over again. The new title came out. It features these characters. It'll be available. Q2. Blah, blah, blah. This is the suggested manufacturer retail price. And I'm done.
Yeah.
As opposed to, one of the things I was getting to is some fighters. I think that this is going to be the year that fighting titles make a comeback. Because FPSs and MMORPGs have just been, like, killing it. And don't get me wrong, they're great games. But where the shit are the fighters?
Yeah.
You've got Soul Calibur. Yeah, Soul Calibur 4, which looks tight, dropping on the 29th. For the first time, gonna be able to do online versus in a Soul Calibur game.
Oh, so you're gonna go and beat my ass on...
No, because there's a lot of characters, dude. It might take a while.
Awesome.
Some of Ivy's combos. Some of
you, me, interwebs.
Previous incarnations.
Wait, Magic, are you on Xbox Live yet?
Not yet. I've got everything I need. I just haven't done it yet.
You need to do it. So yeah,
I know. I wanted to... I don't know. I don't know what I wanted to do. I didn't want an embarrassing gamer score when I first logged in.
Please, mine is very tiny.
Hey,
don't worry about it.
I don't have the largest gamer score either. Gamer score isn't shit. It's not the size of your score. It's how you game.
That's not true. That's the things losers say.
That's you.
No, scores are everything. And stars, too. I only have 3 stars, and I was like, what the fuck, people? And people are like, they're not giving
star?
You good. You get stars, like, for your rep when you play with people, and they're like, oh, I really like this person. And, like, you get rep.
Oh, well, and, like, I haven't even set up my live yet, so I wouldn't have any stars, would I?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you rep when we play, but, like, I was talking to some of the audience.
I have 2 stars, one from each of you. Yay.
And I was just like, why do you have 4, all your stars, but your score is only, like, 79 points? And then, like, another person in All Games are just kind of like, yeah, he kind of campaigned for a rep because he didn't want to look like a loser. And I was like, guys,
no, but I'm
friends on Xbox.
I'm, like, wicked excited to actually start Xbox Live because I have the orange box and I want to play Team Fortress so bad. I was so upset when I bought that and I was like, nope, I'm sorry, you can't play unless you're live. And I was like, fuck you!
Yeah,
I wanted to practice a little before I went online and embarrassed myself.
Save it for your segment.
Okay.
We're trying to be a little more organized. I know you've been in the closet, so it's one of the
she needs to just get it out. Get it out.
She's like, I finally got a dance class. Oh my god.
Rest.
Yeah, but see, now I completely lost my track of thought. What was that? Oh yeah, fighters. So, Soul Calibur 4 looks amazing. I love the fact that they actually let people in the community design characters and then included them. So there's like 5 or 6 characters that were actually designed by individual designers, people in the Soul Calibur community that actually made it in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them look amazing. Some of them I want to see how they play. Then you've got Street Fighter 4, which... I know it comes out in winter of 2009, but oh my god, if you have not been to the website, you need to do this now. StreetFighter.com. Make it happen. Because it is amazing. It basically, they went back to the drawing board. They ganked kind of the watercolor cell shading style of Okami. and did that to Street Fighter. So I think they realized that in going to 3D, kind of, oh, I don't know, big mistake-o.
Right.
Going back to the roots. Characters' moves are tight. The action is fast. I love the ink, the cell shading, but the art of Okami was something that we all kind of agreed on was amazing to start with. So the fact that you're now going to put that onto a fighter and also introduce some new characters, I think, is amazing. Right now, a lot of the original world fighters are coming back. So you're going to have Balrog, Sagat, Bison, Guile, obviously Chun-Li, Ryu, and Ken. Also there, Dalsum, Zangief. Did I say Vega?
No.
Vega. Including the ability that if you punch him enough and he blocks like a bitch, you can break his blades so that he loses them.
Nice.
I fucking loved that. So that's all going to be there, but they're also introducing some new characters. So you're also going to have Abel, who I believe is French. Crimson Viper, which is a U.S. character. El Fuerte, which is a luchador.
Luchador.
Yes, Rufus.
Lucha Libre. Sorry, I can't think of luchadors without thinking about that.
Oh, that's funny. this dude named Rufus. And Seth, who's going to be a boss. And
nice.
So that's kind of interesting. Also, Cammy going to be there. Fei Long. Dan Hibiki.
Ooh.
Oh, Honda. Almost forgot Honda. Can't forget Honda.
E-Honda.
Back again. Doing some crazy, crazy stuff. So I'm really excited. There is going to be some online play. Versus is going to be there. I am crazy ass excited about it. And then you also have MK versus DC. So I've been talking a lot about Mortal Kombat versus DC. The first time I saw the first poster that had Sub-Zero facing Batman, I was like, tell me that this is a joke.
See, how would that work? Because Batman didn't have any real superpowers.
Yeah, but he planned for everything.
And he's like, just in case I go against the mutant who can freeze things, I have the anti-freeze ray.
The thing that
that's very possible because he fought with Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
Good point.
He did. He had several melty things that would melt him. If he
the whole thing about Batman is that he's trained, or at least gives the impression, that he's trained with many of the world leaders in all types of fighting disciplines.
Yep.
And that he is a brilliant to being on the line of being insane person. So the fact that he would strategize even some of the more impossible stuff. I mean, if you read the recent comics, Batman did kill Superman.
Yep.
Ugh.
So if you can take out Superman, you can take out Sub-Zero.
Yeah, good point. You're right.
But the first time that I saw the ad, I was like, WTF, because this is going to suck. But the more and more I see about it, and the more and more I hear about it, the more I'm like, oh, you know, it sounds like it's going to be good. It sounds like it's going to be the Mortal Kombat title that I need to
but
restore my faith.
But you don't want to get your hopes up because you're still worried it'll suck.
Yeah. That's what I have going in the back of my mind is, but you remember the last three Mortal Kombat games, right?
Yes.
And you know how much you treasure all of the DC characters, right? So...
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the selection, because most of the... It's funny, but a lot of the most quintessential DC characters, I just don't like.
So the way that the game is supposed to run right now is that they're going to be basically pairing up the DC people versus Mortal Kombat. So Sub-Zero is the anti-hero for Batman. And so somebody will have an anti-hero for... Right now at Comic-Con, they recently announced that Katana, Jax, the Joker, and Green Lantern are all going to be on the roster.
Cool.
Who's going to be paired with who, we don't know yet. Superman is in the game, but Superman, they're dialing back some of the characters so that it will make sense that they can take damage. Because how do you beat Superman? Because he's kind of impervious.
Seriously.
So for instance, Scorpion's spear thingy can actually do damage to Superman. So they're dialing back some of their powers. So I'm like, okay.
Get over here.
Exactly. And then Superman would be like, ah!
Hopefully it would be a little bit more of a masculine, ugh!
There is a Testramite minigame. So, you know, throwing in the homage to the old school. We'll see how that goes. But I want fighters back.
But there's, DOA, and...
Yeah, but when was the last time... The last DOA fighter game, not a beach volleyball game.
Yeah, well, there's DOA... Isn't the one that they compete with in, the gaming things, like DOA 4, isn't that a fighter?
Yeah, and DOA 4 is now almost 2.5-3 years old?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you've got a lot of platformers, but not a lot of fighters. I miss fighters because they let me play with other people in a game that I can be competitive and not have to invest 60 hours.
Yeah, I only ever enjoyed playing fighters with other people. I'm not one of those people that can sit
and play against a computer.
Play a fighter.
Well, because fighters aren't meant to have a deep story or anything like that. They're meant to be a pickup game. They are arcade imports, the stuff that you're supposed to drop your quarters in. I want them back.
Yeah.
And that's all
Maybe
I'm saying.
Maybe not back!
Oh my god.
Sorry, I went there. I'm getting drunk.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm about to, because I'm going to give Go-Go Break Street whatever, a 3 out of 5. It's a really puzzling puzzle game. And so for just meeting the actual definition of the type of game it is, I give props for that. It is challenging. The artwork looks good. The music is very reminiscent of stuff that you have, running around in the background of Lumines. So I like that. And I like the fact that the cartoon characters do talk smack to each other in chat bubbles. So it's a solid game. You should check it out. As far as the industry stuff, E3, get back to being about the people that love games.
Back to the basics.
Yeah. Yeah. Return to learn.
Ooh.
And finally, fighters, make a comeback. Bring the sexy back. But not but not the big titties. We can let the big titties go, people, okay? So with that, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, and I'm actually going to pass it to Magic, because I know that you probably have...
She should go before me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I was locked in my closet for 2 weeks, I've been doing... nothing interesting. So I haven't really gotten to play with my brand spanking new Xbox 360 much, but I wanted to talk about it anyways.
Woohoo!
Congratulations for joining Team Xbox ESH.
Yay! Now I just have to get my lazy ass up and, you know.
And now when Rock Band 2 comes out, we can make a band and we can call it Esh Girls.
That would be awesome.
Dude, we really need to work on the band name. We gotta come out with something good.
But we need a girl drummer now, because we need to be an all-girl band.
Yeah, we totally need to be an all-girl band.
Can we spell girls G-U-R-L-Z?
No. No, we cannot.
No, we can't.
I will not be part of that band.
How about, all right.
That'll be a project for you to work in. On
okay, well, first I need to actually, plug into live, and then I need
to... Yeah, you need to get on live, quick.
And yeah, no. I've got all the stuff. If you wanted me to do it right now, I'd be like, okay, hold on 5 minutes, and I could be on live in 5 minutes. I just haven't bothered doing it yet.
Sounds like you have a project this weekend.
What's your gamer tag gonna be? Have you decided?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
You might be able to get away with your Magic Mystic. I couldn't get away with Pandalicious, so there's some skank out there who has my gamer tag.
I'll probably just go Fiorin, which is what I do for everything else.
All right. I was just checking.
That'll be me. I decided that since I was going to spoil myself and get a 360, I was going to spoil myself and get a 360 Elite. And I did.
Nice.
Am I the only one who doesn't have an Elite?
Black.
No, I don't have an Elite. I have a Premium. So literally, it's baby Xbox connection.
Shut up.
It's the core, and then the arcade, and then the Pro or Premium.
I have the arcade.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I hooked you up with the hard drive. So you had Arcade Plus.
I have Arcade Plus. Yeah. I don't have the silver tray. Is your tray thing silver and shiny and pretty?
Yes.
Shiny and pretty. And I have 120 gigabytes.
And fucker.
That I'm never going to use.
Ah, but if you start with the downloadable content, it goes quickly.
Oh, yes, you will.
With the demos and shit, it goes quickly. And then with the Netflix-y shit, it may go even faster.
Jesus. Oh, well. Yeah, no, I've got my hard drive for my computer sitting right here, and that took me all of like 2 weeks to fill, and I was like, oh my god, that's so much space. Where is all my space?
Whoops.
I think you need more sheep.
Yeah. Anyways. So I spoiled myself with that, but you know, after doing that I didn't have enough money to really get many games, so all I grabbed was The Orange Box and Lost Odyssey.
Nice choices, yeah. Except for the depressing one.
Shut up. It's an awesome game.
Yeah, did you see my Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm already crying.
And I'm already crying.
Wait till you get to 3.
I thought about renting it from Gamefly, and I was like, I don't know, because girls are really getting depressed, and
it's okay. Jansen makes it better.
I know. At first, I didn't think I was going to like Jansen, but you need him to be that.
If I ever met him, I would smack him, but he's good for the game.
Don't you just love when he comes out when you first meet him and he's like, Kaim, could I have like 15 more minutes? 15 for her, 15 for her, 15 for her. 15
for her, so that's 45 minutes.
What a man slut, Jansen.
Oh my god, you pig.
I know, Jansen's a slut. I think he has a thing for Seth, but I'm not sure. But then he meets Ming, so.
Yeah, he just met Ming, actually.
And he's like, Queenie.
He's like, hot.
I was like, please don't go steal. Don't steal the. God save the queen. And he's
except not
her.
That guy with the wings on his head, because I really hate him.
Bah?
The guy that
I can't stand that
like,
guy.
You're just a figurehead.
I feel like, so third wheelie right now because I don't know these.
Now you know how I feel every time you guys are talking about anything.
Oh, wow.
Because usually I'm off in my manga world, and you guys are like, oh my god, yeah, and I'm like, what?
It's like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
well, now
this
you
is how
do.
I feel every time you guys bring up GTA 4.
See, but now you got to go get GTA 4 so that
I can add all other...
out airplanes and you can see me shoot cops in the face and then get shot by cops in the face.
We can all go together and we can roll around in the free world and blow shit up and run away from the cops.
And then we can steal really hot cars.
I like to steal hot cars. I'm really a good driver. I'll be the getaway driver.
I like romantic walks on the beach and stealing cars and shooting cops in the face.
I also like to throw grenades at people and watch them run away.
And snipe them at Liberty City statue, which looks a lot like the Statue of Liberty in New York.
Turn-offs, having to pay $1 to go to Twat and get on the internet.
Man, not even! Having to pay $5 for toll! Even when you're being chased by cops!
You don't pay the toll. You blow through the gate if you're being chased by cops, dipshit.
Oh. Oops.
The only person on the planet that when they're being chased by the cops still abides by those kind of rules.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, even though I got 4 stars and the SWAT is after me, I'm going to pay this toll. Click, click.
Dumbass.
What? I obey the rules of the road, even if they're not real roads.
The whole thing is the reason why you're being chased by the cops.
In the first, yeah.
So yeah, Lost Oblivion,
Lost Oblivion.
Sorry, multiple thoughts because I was thinking about how the next game I really want to get is Oblivion.
Mm-hmm. Lost Oblivion.
That would be probably one of the most intense, depressing games ever.
It'd be a depressing first shooter.
Lost Oblivion. It's a role-playing shooter it's going to take you about 17 discs and...
That won't be packaged correctly and it will fall apart when you open it.
Mm.
And it will make you want to put pins in your eyes and then put them over a fire and watch them explode. Not that you'd be able to watch them explode.
You can't watch your own eyes explode!
Yeah.
You can in Lost Oblivion. You can if your eyes can explode while you watch.
Okay. Yes.
No, but the really funny thing is, Panda, you know how I borrowed Dirge of Cerberus from you?
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Apparently you didn't know that I borrowed that from you.
Well, I know you and Wrong Button were like, ooh, what can I borrow? Because I don't really play any of my PS2 games anymore, so it's kind of like, it's become a library for Wrong Button, so that she can play games with hers. Yeah, and you.
My own games.
So. But anyway, so you borrowed it, yeah.
I've been playing Lost Odyssey and Dirge of Cerberus, like, interchangeably. So I'll play, like, an hour of one and then get bored and then play an hour of the other. And it's fucking with my head.
Well, that's what you get.
I keep thinking about how this giant mega reactor called Grand Staff summoned meteor and shit like that.
Oh, dear.
And how I really wish that they would just give me a Jansen Yuffie cutscene because it would be the greatest thing ever.
I'm the great Ninja Yuffie. How old are you? just kidding. Anyway, so.
Yeah, but it's fucking with my head. But generally, I fucking love it. I love the dashboard.
Just
so much better
for it
than anything PlayStation.
Have you put a theme or anything up? Because I have a Toco theme on mine.
Theme.
Yeah, you can change like the pictures of your marketplace.
Yeah, are you allowed to download pictures into it?
They have yeah.
Because I didn't like any of the pictures they had.
I have a Toco theme packet, so it has like pictures from Toco.
You can get theme packs, and then also if you're on a PC, you can actually create your own. You need to set up your machine as an extender for the Xbox 360, which mm-hmm. I've never been able to successfully do with the PC that I have. There's also some software you can purchase on the Mac that will allow you to do that as well. But you can use your own images as theme or backgrounds for the Blades. I actually have a couple of Penny Arcade themes that I purchased through Live. Right now I'm also using a Ninja Gaiden 2 theme because I am a ninja. And Ryu Hayabusa, even though his dad, Joe, is one of the panels and it pisses me off, gotta represent for the Ninja Clan. Shoutouts to my ninjas all across the land. I'm gonna keep drinking now.
I definitely need to set up Live and see what else it can do.
Now that I've got a basic handle on the machine.
What?
You have to add me and Ninja so that we can be friends. And then I'll tell all games people, you don't want to be my friend?
Fuck you.
You. I will, however, log in and play you just to pwn your ass.
Sorry, no, I don't play with people
you
who aren't
my
friends.
Punching bag.
No, I'm sorry, if you're not on my buddy list.
We don't play.
I don't roll like that.
Yeah.
Last Sorry. Time I did that, I got pictures of penises sent to me in the mail.
I haven't gotten any penis pictures yet.
Well, I was playing Fighters online. For some reason, most
Fighters
people,
equal penis.
Evidently, because I had like 5 different people. I was like, wait, what's, that's your penis. Yeah.
Like, wait, that's your penis in Technicolor.
That's
your
penis
in 3D.
Okay, all right. And delete you and report.
Oh, look, it's a Flash movie of your penis.
And report. Okay. So, contrary to popular demand, I don't like
what live games do you guys have anyways? I'm thinking of what I need to get.
Every game I have has a live component.
Well, which ones do you play?
Right now, I'm playing Civ. Revolution a lot.
I think I'm gonna get that next, actually.
It's a good game. I'm enjoying the shit out of it. It does have a live component. I just don't know what it's like because I haven't done it, but I imagine that we can war against each other.
We don't do it already, Ninja.
I'm also gonna be picking up Soul Calibur 4 as soon as it's available. So
me too.
Oh, yeah, I totally need to. I haven't played a Soul Calibur since 2. Well, I played 3 a few times at somebody else's house, but. Mm-hmm. I never got it for myself.
I mean, 3 was solid, it just wasn't...
Soul Calibur-y enough?
It wasn't. It just kind of...
Did it get limp?
I didn't...
Did it peak too soon?
Did it
take you out to dinner and then go to order dessert and then realize it left its, like, credit card in the car?
Yeah, it kind of did. And then I was there to foot the bill, and I was kind of like, oh, yeah,
oh, fuck
here we go again. And I'll take care of this one, but you're so
we'll go not, Dutch Street.
You're so not coming up tonight. So that's where I kind of got left off.
No hot coffee? No hot coffee for Soul Calibur.
No, Soul Calibur 3 didn't even get warm coffee.
Oh,
harsh.
Did it get to go to Cluckin' Chicken at least?
It didn't even go to Cluckin' Chicken.
Cluck and Bell.
No, I didn't go to Cluck and Bell. No, I took it to Burger Chop.
Burger Chop.
Yeah, that's where we went.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, yeah, dollar burger for the bitch.
Oh.
I'm also looking to get involved in some other games. Like, I have a bunch of the arcade games, so there's leaderboard stuff that I do. But I pretty much, playing online, I like games like Crackdown. I like doing the online piece of Grand Theft, where I can just get together with people, and we can either choose to have, like, a common goal thing to go after, or we could literally just fuck around in a free world and blow shit up.
Yeah. Oh, Penny, here's a question for you.
Okay.
Lost Odyssey has an online thing. What is it?
I think I haven't even done it. I don't even know. Like, I'm just too busy trying not to want to take Xanax when I'm playing it. You should have heard my, like, segment about it on Super Happy Fun Time Show. I'm just like, it's like, I totally feel emo. And then I looked at myself and realized I was wearing thicker in glasses and I had a live journal. It's horrible. I'm actually
quite much color to be emo, so I'm okay.
So, like, anywho, I don't even know what the component is, actually. I've always just been playing it and not really even caring. I don't even think it's like a leaderboard or anything, because I'm like, maybe it's, you know, like how long it takes you to beat this 4-disc pane of crap.
Do you want to do your thing now, Panda, or do you want to just, like, go and finish drinking? Because,
you know,
we're just kind of rambling on here and we got to
Okay, then let me.
It's bad when both of us drink, so you need to text me and let me know when you're drinking.
You guys are just lucky that all I have is bottled water, because I.
Oh my god, mad mystic drunk. All of a sudden, she'd be in the middle of her segment. She'd be like, give me a minute, guys. And, like, she'd be gone for an hour, and then, like, I'd call, and she'd be like, I was rolling in the grass. Anyway.
Wow.
It's not my fault. Like, I'm bored with you guys and went outside.
Give me the microphone. Let me make this quick. Okay. So.
Quick and painless.
All right. So, I've been playing around with my Xbox Arcade lately. I know I'm a little behind the times and jumping into Geometry Wars, but yes.
Hey, you do it in just enough time for the revitalized one to get ready.
I know, I can't wait with dual player. But anyway, I've been playing Geometry Wars really lately and realized that I suck. And everybody's scores on it, besides mine, are like triple or like six digits.
It takes you know, a while, like, to get used to, so don't feel bad.
I know. So I'm sitting there going, I'm like, why do I suck at this? You know, and I'm talking to, like, my ex, you know, my all game buddies, and they're just like, it takes a while. It really does. I'm like, but you guys are all, like, in the 400,000s, and I can't even break 50,000. And they're just like, whoa. And I'm like,
so they were placating you without ever actually knowing how bad it was.
It's pretty bad. But anyway, I enjoy it, and it's fun, and I like the shapes. I hate circles. Circles suck. Anyway.
All right. I don't know what Geometry Wars is, so maybe right. You should explain
this
to me.
Well, Magic, Ninja gave me a game for the Wii that I've never actually opened, but I'm going to now because I probably should have done that before I played this one. I would have had a better idea of what I was going to be doing. It's pretty much kind of like a weird centipede with geometry shapes, and some of them chase you and some don't. And
actually, it's more like Asteroid.
Oh, and yeah, and you know, and you've got your little pinwheels, and they kind of float around. You've got, like, diamonds that kind of come at you, but sort of. And then you have freaking red squares that chase you, and then green circle squares that look like they're coming at you, but when you go to shoot at them, they go away. And then circles that suck a vortex around, sucking everything into it, and they suck and they deflect your beams at them, and if another circle happens, they fuse together in a weird fusion dance of pain. And you can't kill them, and if you have bombs, you can bomb them, but, you know, you don't want to waste your bombs. And it's so much fun. And
I enjoy it.
Oh, I do. I'm probably gonna play some of it later, and I might actually do better now that I'm drunk. But anywho. I'm also going to talk a little bit about a YouTube craze. I've kind of stumbled onto something on YouTube, and I actually really like it. And the funny thing is, I find it funny, but I don't think it's meant to be funny. Okay. It's called, if you look it up, look up Tales of a Mere Existence. And this cartoonist, his name is Lev, is pretty much, you know, animating his life or scenarios in his life. You know, and some of them are, you know, oh, that's totally happened to me. Ha ha ha. Wait, that's not really funny. And then some of them are kind of depressing.
And then some are really, really funny. And then there's one called Horny, and, you know, it's him being horny. And, you know, obviously you have to be 18 or older to listen to that one. It's kind of humorous, actually. But I don't know what it is about it. You know, the animation isn't like anime-style animation. Like, it's seriously, it's cartoonist. It's kind of a little more advanced than Stick Figures. But you actually kind of watch him drawing it as he's narrating. So it's a little more detailed. I kind of like it. I think my favorite is A Typical Conversation with Your Mother, where he's talking about how he goes to visit his mother, and she's like, I just made tuna fish. Do you want some? And he's like, no, Mom, I really don't like fish. She's like, no fish at all? Yes, Mom, I really don't like fish. Well, this is tuna fish. Do you like tuna fish? No, Mom, I don't like fish. Well, I put celery in it. Will you try it? No, Mom, I don't like fish. And it's really, like, some of them are actually really funny.
Don't forget Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, Dr. Horrible's awesome, too. Oh, my God. I've been enjoying Dr. Horrible.
With my freeze ray, I will stop.
Time. anywho, but my main focus in today's show is actually Full Metal Panic. I was going to say Alchemist, but I'm like, nope, different genre.
I have so much trouble.
Metal Alchemist is better.
I feel like Alchemist better, even though...
I've never been a Gundam mecha thingy fan,
so... I like Gundam Wing.
You liked Code Geass, and that had mechas in it.
I love Code Geass.
Code Geass is just amazing, because Clamp just rocks.
Yeah, Clamp and mechas.
Clamp
makes good job, Clamp.
Even mechas.
I know, Clamp and anything is like automatic hit.
And they weren't mechas, they were nightmare frames.
You know they were mechas.
It was a fucking mecha.
Stop.
don't know that.
They were mechas. Anyway.
They're not, because I don't like mechas.
Well, you're going to have to like mechas, so be quiet, they're mechas. Anyway, a little background information about Full Metal Panic. It originally aired in 2002. However, over here in America, we didn't get to see it in 2003, which is kind of, you know, odd. Like, why did they push back the airing? Oh, a little thing called 9/11, you know, kind of set that back. And then I had actually found out that the main character, Sasuke Sagara, was actually supposed to be from Afghanistan, which also kind of added a sting, which is why they're like, yeah, we kind of can't show that in America right now. They're having problems with the Afghanis.
They're a little sensitive to
right now.
They took things like Free Falling off the air.
Yeah.
You know the Tom Petty song?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They're sensitive about it.
Oh, yeah. We're giant pussies over here in America. Anyway.
Pull the Band-Aid off fast, because it hurts.
It hurts. It's like, just do it. Just do it.
And then we fall our eyes out anyways.
I know, but like, it doesn't matter when you tell me, it's still gonna hurt.
And then I have to go to therapy.
But anyway, so they had to push it back a year before.
I can just imagine that conversation. So tell me about your mother. Well, there was this Band-Aid accident when I was six.
She just pulled it off once. Didn't even tell
me to brace
myself.
She told me she was
going to
pull it on 5, but she pulled it on 3 instead.
Why didn't my mother love me?
Guys, come on. I wrote really good notes for this, so come on.
Okay, we're paying attention.
All right, so that's why they had to go and rework where he came from, because he couldn't be from Afghanistan, because Americans would be like, anyway. Obviously, we know ADV was kind of the forerunner and kind of is the forerunner in a lot of...
ADV and Viz is pretty much kicking everyone's ass.
So ADV picked it up. So obviously, you know, voice actors like Hilary Hagg, Monica Rial, Chris Ayres, Greg Ayres, you know, they're all essentially in this. Like I said, main character, Sosuke Sagara, he is a sergeant for Mithril. And he has been given a mission to go pretty much protect this chick in high school. So he's got to go undercover. So you kind of think, he's got to be the best of the best. He's going to be awesome. She's never going to know that he's, like, you know, from military descent. The fucker can't act for shit. He, you know, he stands up straight. He addresses everyone with, like, yes, ma'am, yes, you know, yes, sir mentality. You know, he should just came in his fatigues and just be like, okay, listen. I don't act.
Weapons
I'm not really. I know. Yeah, he hides. He has guns all the time, and you know. And he should have been like, "Yo, Kagame, listen. Like, I'm here to protect you."
You mean Kaname?
Yeah, Kaname, Kagame, Kagome, Inuyasha.
Kagome.
Have another sip of your drink and reread your notes.
Kaname. Yeah, it is Kaname. I'm sorry. I put a giant N there. I'm sorry.
Because this is one of the ones that I've actually watched from beginning to end.
Oh, okay. So, you know, so he's sent there to watch her, you know, and you're kind of like, well, why is he watching her? Is she that special? She doesn't seem to think she's very special, but she is. She's a part of the Whispered. And the Whispered are these super elite, you know, they're kind of in their weird preteen, early adult ages that, and they have these special untapped abilities in advanced math, science, and physics. And this,
she's like
and,
a magical psychic super genius.
Yes, but she doesn't know it. She has no clue about it at all.
Which
you know, and
I always kind of thought was really weird because do we ever see her parents? I can't remember.
No.
Nope.
No.
She lives kind of
by herself living. And
if you notice in a lot of animes, you don't see a lot of parents unless there's that one angry parent episode.
Right, but the thing that was really interesting to me is that there's this one episode where for like a brief minute, she's like, hey, yeah, wait a minute. Everybody else has parents at their place and looks over at a picture and she's like, huh, I wonder why I don't have any. Oh, well.
Did she notice? I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's like this one episode because I watched it like twice. I was like, wait, what the fuck? And then she like has this minute when she looks over at this picture of herself and she's like in her uniform and it's a sunny day behind her and I can't remember if it's a beach or whatever. And she looks over and she's like, yeah, it's kind of odd that I live here by myself and I don't really remember my parents. And then she goes about the rest of her day. And I was just like, didn't it make you kind of wonder when you walked home today and you got this place and food that,
someone had
the only one there?
Yeah, it's like, what happened on parents' days?
Were you not paying attention? Because you don't have any. Something must be up with you.
Yeah.
So please continue.
But anywho, permission
slips, you know, how did all that shit get done?
Apparently, in her sleep when she was being an all whispery, she like constructed the house. And but whatever.
Yeah.
So she's a part of this elite group of people and she's completely unaware of it. Mithril knows about it, and this ultimate force that I'm gonna call, where did I write it down?
Them.
I'm just gonna I'm gonna call it the UHF. The Unknown Hostile Force.
No. Oh, sorry.
The Unknown Hostile Force. That's what I'm just going to call it.
Okay.
And they know that she's a Whispered. And Mithril knows that she's a Whispered. And they want to... No, she has no clue. Everyone knows something about her that she doesn't.
Except Sasuke.
All Sasuke knows is he's supposed to protect her from some unknown force.
Yes.
Which is why he walks loudly with a giant gun. Multiple guns.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Or explosives of some kind.
Yeah. It's like, why are you carrying guns to school? But anyway, you know, at first she's not very, you know, receptive of him because, you know, he's like, I should just, like, try to be her friend. And she's just like, you know, I'm the head person of this classroom. I should be taking a valid interest of you. But why are you so weird? Because he's so by the book. Like, I love that. He's just like, I should engage warmly.
He's,
you know,
he's a lot like, if you ever watched Naruto, he's a lot like Sai. He just doesn't get it.
No, he really doesn't. And, you know, he's not very smooth with the ladies.
He's not smooth with anybody.
Yeah.
He's not as smooth as sandpaper.
Yeah, just about. He should have a giant neon sign, I'm from the military. Or like a big neon sign, I'm supposed to be undercover. He's just not.
Well, it's like those shirts that they sell here in DC. You don't know me. And then on the back it has a big FBI logo on it. Yes, I get that. You're undercover.
That's what as subtle as that.
Exactly.
So I mean, when I was first watching this, because, you know, around that time, 2003, this is when I had seen my exposure of it, and I really kind of liked it. I mean, here's what I really kind of thought. Oh, look, another anime about mecha. I'm like, and the main guy's a pilot. I'm like, he's got a scar on his face. Is he like Hiro? Is he going to want to kill someone and then kill himself? And I was like, no. Oh, well, at least it's funny.
That was back in the day where I spent money indiscriminately. And I was like, hey, look, Full Metal Panic. That sounds interesting. And I bought like all 7 discs and then watched them before I'd even like, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know anything about it. So, yeah. Right. Yeah, I did that a lot. I would just buy anime without even knowing what it was.
Oh no, I did research on my anime, but you know,
I ended up with some stuff that way.
It was very funny though when I watched it, because I mean, you know, outside of Gundam Wing, you know, and then in several, you know, years later when I found Code Geass and fell in love with that, you know, like Gundam Wing was really the only mecha-esque political war action anime I had ever really liked. And then I liked this because, you know, at the beginning, you know, it's really light. It's funny. You kind of see him stumble because he really has no fucking clue.
Really? You didn't like Pat Labor?
A little bit. I wasn't crazy about it, but I didn't hate it. But then, obviously, like all action mechas, you know, eventually they got to get serious because they got to fight the unknown hostile force.
Actually, no, they don't. If you watch Godenar, it never actually really gets serious. So I will correct you there.
Godenar is a terrible example.
I've never seen it.
It doesn't ever get serious. It tries to at, like, episode 26 when he wakes up out of the coma, and even then you're just like, dude, it's still about sex, and it's really campy and bad.
I've never seen it.
I'll have to see it. It'd be like, die.
But anyway.
I want to gouge my brain out.
I mean, it's bad when your mecha has boobs and they grow when it merges.
They're rockets.
Okay, guys. Guys.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So I mean, it was light in the beginning, but, you know, as you see the series, eventually the hostile force is like, we're going to steal her, you know, and we got to defend her, and we're in the military, and oh no, they got captured. And then, you know,
the leader of the hostile force.
The unknown hostile force, which then at that point is known. Then it's the known hostile force. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, it's a plot point to figure that out.
But anywho,
I liked him.
Dude called him Kashin one more time, I was gonna shoot him.
I know, if that doesn't scream out third world, like they would have to go reback and dub it if they really didn't want us to think he was from like Middle Eastern descent.
I'm just like, dude, I will fucking kill you myself.
So I mean, Full Metal Panic, the first season, you know, it had a little humor in it, but then it got serious. So you're like, okay, well that makes sense. But then they're like, you know what? Well, we know that he was supposed to be undercover as a student, but we really didn't get to know Sasuke as the transfer student. So let's make episodes, you know, let's make a whole different season all about his life as a transfer student. Full Metal Panic Fumofu, which, you know, was kind of more or less, you know, vignette episodes of his life as the, you know, the student.
Yeah, they took out anything that had anything to do with anything serious.
You know, it's like, oh my god, Sasuke, we have to go. Oh man, that was so great. Let's go get some ice cream. You know, like they totally blurred out everything that happened. Like, man, that fight was awesome. Let's go get burgers. I have to go protect, what's her name? Oh, I mean, I got to go hang out with her because it's my duty. I mean, because I like her.
It was okay, though, because all of their friends were idiots.
I know, they really were. They were like, wow,
especially that girl. I hated her. The one with the pigtail braids.
Yes,
oh,
I know.
I just wanted her to die. I was like, I hope there is a terrorist attack on the school, and
she
dies.
but yeah, they were. That's where the slapstick comes in. Like they really wanted to. Yeah, well, that was really serious. But now let's do something funny, which they totally do. Like this one episode
they blew school up so many times.
there's one episode in Fumofu where I think Chidori is going on a date, sort of. And Sasuke finds out about it, and he's all like, who is this person who's invited her out? He's like, I must keep close tabs on her. And he jumps into this giant hamster costume from, like, this amusement park that, you know, Chidori's going to. So, you know, he's kind of, like, following it, you know, and the hamster has a scar on its face and kind of carries around, like, a gun bazooka type thing. And, like, he ruins the date really bad, you know. And at one point, Chidori figures it out. You know, she's like, you know, if someone's really worried about me on this date, you know, all they have to do is tell me, you know, and he's just like, oh.
He's like,
but I mean, yeah. Like,
for me, I really didn't need Fumofu because I didn't really think that Full Metal Panic was all that serious. Where, like, in the first, it was either
the
first episode
or
the second one.
More serious.
Yeah, because, like,
I thought it was too stupid.
The one where you met the kid that's all into the mecha suits that they pilot because he was crawling up the building to do a panty raid and he got busted by him.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, and I was just like...
He was done by Greg Ayers, I think, actually. His voice was Greg Ayers.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, so this is going to be, like, most anime. They're going to try and throw some slapstick in there and eventually probably...
He wanted Konami's panties that day.
Yeah, he was going after Konami's panties and then Konami opened up the thing and they were both sitting there and they had her panties and she went apeshit on both of them.
Yeah.
Like there's...
And then everything about his interactions with Mai and Kurtz.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember that conversation about the condom?
Yes.
And Kurtz was like, do you even know how to use those? And he's like, yes, I use them quite often, actually. They can hold up to 2 liters of water.
Oh. Exactly. So I never really thought that it was that serious to begin with. So
well, apparently they wanted to show, like, a dual side room, since he did go there under... A really bad guy.
Oh, I thought Fumofu was a great idea, and I enjoyed it, but I just, I never thought that I needed to see the silly, wacky side, because it
right.
was...
Right. Well, see, that's why they made an actual, a truer sequel, because, you know, a lot of people thought Fumofu was a sequel to the first Fumofu Panic, but it's not. They made an OVA. They made an OVA called The Second Raid. And they actually really did a stronger emphasis on the lovely captain of the TDD one, mm-hmm. you know, Tessa.
I hated Tessa.
And, you know, I didn't mind Tessa too much.
I didn't like Tessa.
You know, I just didn't like how she was kind of a crazy, sadistic psycho bitch in her mind. And she really wanted Sosuke to the point where, like, in Fumofu, she tried to, like, climb to his bed. And Sosuke kept making references about how he didn't want to be alone with Tessa. Because he was worried that she'd rape him. And I don't blame him. But, I mean, in Fumofu Panic, I didn't mind her. But in Fumofu, I'm like, Tessa, just tell him you want to bone him. And he'll say yes or no. And then you'd be like, I'm your captain. Do what you're told. And then he'd be like, aye, aye. And he'll do it because he's by the book. Be like, I order you. And then he'd be like,
that is a very romantic view of
things. Oh, my God. If I ran a troop and I had some hot soldiers, I'd be like, all okay.
Right, you need to shush because I just heard you drink slosh.
Anyway, so yeah. But the truer sequel to Fullmetal Panic did a lot more emphasis on her. I heard the mangas were... But they did a manga. There was a manga, like a light novel series. It actually goes into this a lot more in depth, obviously, because mangas have more time to do that. Mm-hmm. There are a lot more whispers in the manga. Like, you actually kind of meet Tessa's brother, who's actually kind of really cool and hot and that weird, I know stuff that you don't know stuff.
Kind of thing.
He's got eye makeup and stinty eyes. So I think he actually turns out to be a bad guy. I'm not sure if you go by the classic rules of anime. But anyway,
Chris Eyeshadow's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Or
well, usually. Or flaming gay. Or both. Have they had a flaming gay villain yet? Because they totally should if they haven't.
I don't know. Several of the villains I think are pretty flaming gay, but.
All in all, Full Metal Panic.
Fish Eye. Fish Eye was flaming gay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he acted dressed like a girl.
Well, I mean, yeah. All of anime is kind of filled with ambiguously gay dudes, so I...
Ambiguously gay anime! Oh my God, that kind of rhymes. Anyway, overall,
Bishonen gay.
I love Bishonen boys, anyway. I didn't hate Full Metal Panic. I mean, I wasn't madly in love with it. Like, I don't have any pictures of Sasuke in my room, but I totally have, like, a framed picture of Hiro Yui from Gundam Wing in those bicycle shorts. I like the fact that
I hated him.
I wanted him to shoot Relina in the face.
I hated her more, but I hated him too.
What is with you and the violence in the face area with people?
Well, because that's so that when other people look, they're like, damn, they really hated you. It's like, look at that bullet hole in your face.
Wow, somebody did not God. Like you today.
Or rather, you know, after you get shot in the face, like you get pummeled, like, man, if you had a face, I'd say, what happened to it?
But I kind of know.
I kind of know what happened. But anyway,
overall,
Full Metal Panic, as a mecha series that isn't very serious, I found it entertaining. It's light enough.
They don't, like, ever use the mechas, though.
I know. They're just like, they're there, and that one guy who likes to cream his pants over them is always like, oh my God, they just deployed the Leos! Oh wait, that's Gundam Wing.
Oh my God. It's like that kid in the school that's a military buff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who thinks that Sasuke is also a military buff.
He's like, I think you're in the military. I'm totally not in the military. Bang, 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 bang. But that's a military-issued gun. I just found this. It's not mine. But it's got your name on it. That's not me. Anyway, four out of five. I liked it. I don't own it. I want to. I haven't seen the second
season.
Two,
you can buy it off of me. You can buy the first season off of me.
Okay. I do want it. And I haven't seen the second season. I'm kind of worried about it since it is more or less focused on Tessa. I mean, I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen the OVA.
That's why you didn't get my joke.
Oh. Probably. That and I'm drunk. Four to five. I'm happy with it. And I got to use my notes, so I'm happy.
Okay, kids, don't drink unless you're 21. Both Panda and I are over 21 and quite able to grasp our liquor. Some of us can hold it better than others.
Chris can't hold his liquor. Oh, wait, none of you guys did Rocky Horror. Never mind, you wouldn't understand that.
Who introduced you to Rocky?
Did you ever go to the live action like I did?
Yeah, I just didn't go to one with you.
Yeah, but I went for 3 years. I was a regular. They called me Token. Because But Riff can't hold his liquor. Oh, wait, it's just the bottle. Smack! But anyway.
If you want to talk to us more about all the stuff that we've talked about in the podcast today, or any other podcasts or the things that we've written, you can visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. Like Ninja said, it will bounce you to our long address. You can check out any articles that we've written currently or in the past. You can check out some galleries. You can listen to us live, like a live stream on our site, or through any RSS read, or through iTunes, or you can check us out on the All Games Network.
Our show airs on the All Games Network at 9.
Network.
Stop. I'm trying to get through this.
Sorry.
Tequila's hit me now. You can listen to our show Monday nights on the All Games Radio Network at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also check out some of the other great shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show, The Body Black Wolf Show, All Games Interactive, Fantastic Forum, Ultimate Quest, P&A Nation. God, there's so many great shows over there.
I know, and I'm going to be on all of them.
And we're really happy to be part of that family. Yeah, she's a prop crash and whore, but we still love her. So
pimps and whores, pimps and whores. Please tell me you guys saw Accepted. Please,
of course.
Lewis Black.
I saw it twice, and I still don't remember anything from that movie.
Oh my God, I love that.
I remember loving it, and there were so many things that I was like, all right, I got to remember that so I can quote it later, and I don't.
It's okay. As soon as you start watching it, you're like, oh my God. Oh my God, that's right. That was that funny.
Yeah.
Moving on. Definitely hit us up using the hit us up link. We love getting your questions and answering them. And we are going to be checking our email and answering people, not just me or Evermore, but other people as well.
Been in a closet. Not my fault.
As soon as I'm not drunk, I'm going to read some.
Okay. With that said.
Actually, it'd be funnier if you did it now.
Don't drunken email people.
Friends don't let friends drunken email. At least if they do, they tell them to spell check before they send it.
And with that...
I can has cheeseburger. I fucking love coloring.
I fucking love coloring.
I can has toast. Because that's what this podcast is.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm putting the rice and beans that Hot Mess made on the toast, and I'm going to have a rice and bean sandwich.
Ew.
Okay, and this is why Pandalicious is not allowed to drink very often.
I shouldn't be drunk on podcasts.
What are you doing
I've eaten weirder things when drunk.
I know, my queso with freaking smart food popcorn.
What's the problem? It's cheesy.
It was disgusting.
Okay, it wasn't disgusting until your dog started eating it.
Esh dog wouldn't even fully eat it.
Well, that's bad, because Esh dog will eat anything. Magic, your toast?
I don't think I'm going to eat toast.
Okay. Good.
Good. Give it to me. I'll make another rice and bean sandwich. Cheez-Its. Can I have some?
Sure.
Go sit in the corner.
It's not like real Cheez-Its. It's Cheez-Its party mix with the puffy things.
Oh, I want the puffy things. Puffy thing.
Okay.
The puffy things were really good, actually. They're my favorite part.
Can we share some?
Ladies. Sure.
Yeah. What are you going to do with your toast? I forgot.
I'm just going to eat my toast. Because how it's delicious. I was just going to put some butter on it. I'm going to go classic.
It's magically delicious.
It's classic toast.
Back to the basics.
Classic lady.
Some melty butter. Like, oh, yeah. Like hot, so, like butter on breakfast toast.
As always, I'm Ninja System.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm still a Magic Mystic Girl.
And out of the closet, we are out, people.
Oh, out of the closet.
Oh.
Bye. Bye.